All right, here we are, Thursday Morning Adventure, and your 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Find them in West Plains, there, Ava, and Mountain Home, Arkansas. We're cruising down to Gamalia, Arkansas, to the Bayou Resort. Good morning, Gary Faraci. How we doing? There we go. Good morning, Gary. How we doing?
We are well this morning, Gary. How are you in this Thursday morning?
I forgot to push a button, but other than that, we're doing good.
It's raining.
It's raining here. We got some light drizzle that's going on. It's going to be kind of, I don't know. Mother Nature is just confused.
It's been tough, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough. And, a few of the guys I've been talking to, they're like, they're frustrated, and then they get a glimpse of bliss, and then they get frustrated. So it's just kind of on and off. I mean, the fish are really making the fishermen work for it right now, but it's this weekend looks great.
Weather-wise, it looks awesome, and I hope the fishing is as good as the weather's going to be.
Yeah.
And I've been getting the same thing, mixed bag of stuff for guys. One day they're going out and plenty of bait fish out there, and the fish just weren't biting. And they were going out the next day or later that afternoon, and they're catching a few more. So, yeah, it's a crazy time right now, and the lake's not. I mean, it's up. We're at 569 and some change, but a lot of the debris. The last few days have settled up on the banks and it doesn't look too bad out there.
Yeah, that's I have heard most of the debris has now found its way to the banks, and the water temperature. What are you hearing on that? Because
it's been all over
that's,
the place.
Yep, that's
the
rubber.
Last I heard, we were in mid upper 60s. So it's the last I heard.
Yeah, it was kind of fluctuating 3 and 4 degrees.
Right. Oh yeah. I had one day the guy said he got 68, and the next day he came in and said it was 63 or 62.
Yeah.
We had those few really cold nights down in the 40s, and that temperature on the lake just dropped.
Well, what are you hearing? The guys that are doing some good work on for the stripers, hybrids, and whites, are they, spooks, red fins, whopper ploppers, devil horses?
It's been all of the above. It's been a mixed bag on that. I still have some guys that are trolling. I have guys that told me they're still jigging for them. And then we're getting some topwater bite if you catch it just right. Then we're at redfin, whopper plopper, the sexy dog, a rogue, anything that's you can just let just sink, just right off the surface has been really good. And the bass have been the same way, up in the brush and that, and they've been hitting top water. But I would say more the stripers and hybrids and the whites, you'll see them surfacing. And then the smaller ones are being on top, and little bit larger ones are going to be just down below that when they boil like that, two or three feet below the top. And the guy's been doing well, and if they can catch them when they're doing that, it's been pretty good.
I talked to a couple folks, and they love it when the lake's like this because, they love the brush, and they throw plastic worms, they throw jigsaws, they throw salamanders, crawdads, and they love that Texas rig and flipping it up in the brush and working it, using heavy line and dragging it through the brush. And they've been catching a few, but it's just been so hit or miss. But now I have heard some good stuff though on the crappie bite. What about you?
Same thing. The crappie bite I've had. I haven't seen any full limits, but I've seen some nice-sized fish, 8, 9, that people have caught. So and good size, 12, 13-inch fish in that. My I've heard they're all spawned out. Even though you're still finding some that have eggs in it, not all of them drop their eggs, and sometimes they don't drop all of them, from what I understand. So people say, well, they haven't spawned out yet. Well, I'm pretty sure they have, because that's come and gone.
Yeah. Well, the weekend, the weather looks better. You know, today it's going to be cloudy, rainy, on and off, 71. Got some rain in the forecast tonight, 55. But Friday, 72 and sunny. But we're going to drop down Friday night to the mid-40s, bounce back Saturday, sunny, 73, fall down to 50 Saturday night, jump up to 75 on Sunday, 55 Sunday night. Monday, another chance of rain, but highs will be in the low 70s. Tuesday and Wednesday, I think Wednesday is when we're going to see the switch. That's when the switch is going to be flicked, because 80 on Tuesday, 85,
ooh, nice.
Yeah, 85 on Wednesday, and we're going to see lows, you know, in the 60s. So I think that's where that switch is going to be flicked, and the folks that want to get on those whites, hybrids, and stripers, you know, you need to be out there. Just kind of like deer hunting, turkey hunting, you know, you want to be at your spot at dark, and when that sun just comes up, get ready.
Oh, yeah.
It's on.
Oh, yeah. Right, 5:30, quarter to 6, that's, yes, I would be out there early and waiting for it, yes.
Well,
absolutely.
Well, Gary, for folks that would like to know more about, you know, the fishing on North Fork, or maybe just a little getaway to Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, our Facebook page. Drop us a line on that. They can always go to our website, thebayouresort.com, or they can just stop in and we can chit-chat about fishing and have a cold one. Or yeah.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. All right, hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, sounds good, and I will have the full mermaid report next week.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's going to be 80 degrees. You know, they're going to be out. You know? Yep. Mermaids.
Have a good one, Gary. Talk to you soon.
All right, see ya. Gary Faraci, the Bayou Resort. Hey, we've got more rock and roll on the way. Rush is coming up, and we'll get to that right after this.